WPXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Dirtbag Nick back in the hot seat for a little Team PXY fake news. We've got three ridiculous stories. Two of them are true. One.
That fake news.
How are we feeling? What's the confidence level?
So I was on a winning streak until last week.
Yeah.
I took some advice, some bad advice from my friend.
It's a bad beat, yep.
Yeah, so I feel...
Don't blame your girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't my girlfriend. I feel bad about last week, but I feel good about the future.
So are you going to be your own man this week and make your own decision, or are you going to let someone else make it for you?
No, this one's going to be all me. I'm not going to listen to any outside noise.
All right.
All me.
Once again, three ridiculous stories. One of these is the fake news. Breeze, want to lead us off with headline number one?
Sure will. Headline number one, a woman buys out every turkey in her small town in Oklahoma. A 47-year-old woman named Francine Helter from Hydro, Oklahoma, bought out every single turkey in her town, and she says she doesn't plan on stopping. Helter claimed her family has since passed, and she fears that she will be spending Thanksgiving alone. So she came up with an idea to buy out every single turkey in her town until Thanksgiving. And she's going to be inviting the entire city to her house for dinner. Her thought process, well, if they can't get their hands on a turkey, they're going to have to come over and celebrate with me.
Wow. Okay.
Granted, there's only 1,012 people in this town, but I'm not sure if I hate this lady or want to be her.
That's a lot of turkeys.
It's all fake news.
Headline number two on the food angle here. Jimmy Dean is giving away sausage-scented wrapping paper and sausage-flavored candy canes for Christmas.
Oh.
Last year, Jimmy Dean really made us look at wrapping paper in a whole new way when they created sausage-scented wrapping paper. Well, if you missed your chance last year, it's back, and it's got some new friends. Jimmy Dean is doing its recipe gift exchange again this year. You go to the website, pick a recipe to cook, submit a photo, and you get to choose out your prize. The prizes include a sausage-scented wrapping paper, sausage-flavored candy canes, sausage lip balm, and also non-sausage-infused things like cowboy boots, slippers, socks, and an ornament. If you want any of those, you can get rolling by going to jimmydeangiftexchange.com. They're all free, by the way, but only until supplies certainly last.
And what is going on?
Yeah.
What kind of gift
this,
do you open?
Fake news was indeed fake news.
What kind of gift do you open where it's like, oh, man, it smells like sausage. I can't wait to see what's inside.
You would probably think something had died in the house.
Yeah,
why does it smell so weird in here?
Oh, my gosh. Headline number three, a man who failed his driving test 27 times is busted for hiring someone to take it for him. If you fail your driving test dozens of times, the lesson should be, well, I shouldn't be driving. The test is too hard. There's a 31-year-old man named Sunjay Maha in England, and he failed his driving test 27 times. So earlier this year, he hired two guys who kind of looked like him. He paid one of them $650 to take his written test for him, and then he paid the other one $650 to take the actual road test for him. The guy who took the actual road test for him pulled it off and passed the scam. But the guy who took the written test didn't quite look enough like him. So the staff at the testing center figured out he was a fake and called the cops. Sunjay was arrested for making and supplying articles for use of fraud, and he was given a 14-month suspension sentence and 200 hours of community service. And obviously, he still doesn't have his driver's license. There's no word on whether his accomplices are facing any charges at all.
False and fake.
There we have it. Our three headlines for this week for Team PXY Fake News.
What do you think, buddy?
Honestly, I'm completely against the scented wrapping paper.
Really?
I don't really like sausage, so that might be why. Like,
really?
If it was bacon scented, perhaps I'd be more interested, but I'm not much of a sausage guy.
You can send a stern letter to Jimmy Dean if that turns out to be a true story.
The scent of sausage, I feel like that's not necessarily like the most appealing part of sausage.
That sounds like a candle. The scent
good.
Of sausage.
Ew.
All right, so what are you thinking here for the story that is the fake news? What's your thought process?
So, I mean, all three of them sound fake, but we know the name of the game is only one of them is.
Yeah,
so
they always sound fake every single week.
they always all
thanks
do.
Thanks for playing.
Yes. So,
just joining us.
This week I'm going to go off on a limb and guess that one of them is fake.
Yes, you're not going to just leave this to someone else to blame.
Yeah, no,
wrong.
I'm making my own decision. I'm a grown man now, Corey.
Wow, look at this.
Now, he says.
Yeah, but I think I'm ready to lock it in.
Okay, what do you got?
Headline number one's my pick.
You're going to go headline number one.
Ooh.
A woman that bought every turkey in her small town in Oklahoma.
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying that one.
Like she bought the turkeys.
Ooh.
That story is the fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Now,
Dirtbag Nick back in the winner's circle.
What smelled weird about that one?
Well,
like, where would this woman keep all these turkeys? How about that? I don't know.
My part was the population of the town. Like, over 1,000 people in the town.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obviously a small town, but that's a lot of turkeys. You know? Like, who can afford that many turkeys?
Yeah.
I will have you know that this is a real town, and that is the real number of people in that town.
Oh, yeah, but did your research. Who can buy that many turkeys?
This girl, apparently.
Yeah, the girl, well, apparently not.
The girl in this story is apparently very lonely, and this is the only way to get people to come over.
Yeah, that part was super sad, where it was like, yeah, I just want people Breezy to come over. I mean, yeah, no choice.
Breezy wrote this one. Breezy, is there something you want to say? Are you okay?
I see myself in Francine.
Perfect. Well, Dirtbag Nick, congratulations.
Big winner over
here. You are victorious this week for some TPXY fake news.
You're the best.
I am the best.